The Israeli charge sheet states that, during the year 2004 or thereabouts, Halabi was approached by a Hamas militant, allegedly a commander in a small cell that included Halabi's brother, Diyat. His brother Hamed says this is untrue. The UN confirmed that Diyat worked as a nurse in one of their hospitals. Because Halabi spoke English, a rare skill in Gaza, the militant allegedly decided his role would be to infiltrate an aid agency and work for Hamas from there. Years later, Halabi explained his move in rather different terms in an interview from 2014 in which he was described as a humanitarian hero by the UN. After an invasion in my area which killed dozens of people and destroyed several houses, I decided to leave my work as an engineer and turn to humanitarian work, he said. I wanted to be able to help civilians, and especially children. In 2005, Halabi got his first job with World Vision, supporting the office manager in Gaza City. The prosecution would later suggest the process by which he was employed was rigged. However, a World Vision employee at the time, an American who did not want to be named owing to their current senior role in the aid industry, said the first round of the hiring process was a test that was marked blind, meaning all details of the candidates were removed. Those who passed were interviewed by a panel of several staff, including the head of the Jerusalem office. The panel agreed unanimously that Halabi was the best candidate, the former employee said. He came in with a lot of really good ideas, but wanted to learn from World Vision. Over several years, Halabi and the American former employee formed a close bond, professionally and personally. I had worked with other staff in a similar capacity in Jerusalem, the West Bank, and Gaza, and Muhammad was in many respects the star pupil, the former employee said. Halabi rose fast, and in 2014 was promoted to head of the Gaza office. When there was fighting in Gaza, he was known for going to his staff's homes to see how they were doing, despite the potential risks.